ஓம் சாந்தி. ஆன் த பாத் ஆஃப் டிவோஷன், இன் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் தெர் இஸ் மென்ஷன் ஆஃப் சம்படி ஆஸ்கிங் காட் அபவுட் ஒன் திங் தட் ஹி ஃபைண்ட்ஸ் சர்ப்ரைசிங், அமேசிங், அஸ்டானிஷிங். One thing, and God answers. He says, one thing that surprises me most is that human beings, they so much less care and are so much less concerned about death. Even God is surprised that human beings are so much less concerned about a thing that is 100% certain to happen to them, guaranteed, definite. There is always the feeling that about three things mostly: illness, accidents, and death. Human beings feel that these three things are meant for others, not for them. But here, only university in the world where we are taught how to die, how to die alive. We learn here how to die. This is our aim. Baba says, to live for the world is death for you, and to live for God, to die for God, sorry, is true living. So people outside, they will not understand this language, the meaning of it. But for Brahmins, we enjoy dying alive. So Dari Janki once during a chit chat, somebody asked Daddy, how is it, Daddyji? People say you talk and talk and talk so much. How can you have so much energy? Daddy replied, who said that I talk too much? You don't worry. When I am dead, when I leave the body, even my corpse also will go on talking. Just recently, not even 1 month back, at Panda Bhavan, Daddy Janki mentioned, she said, my death would be the way I have lived. Just 3 weeks back, she said, my death would be the way I have lived. People, many times who hear this, they are very interested to know about life after death. They make big research about knowing what happens after death. But here we give more importance to things when we are alive. People there, they take life insurance. Actually, it's a death insurance. Only when you are dead, your near and dear ones receive something. So, Baba says, he ensures us, not for one birth, but for 21 births, he ensures our life. Also, many times in the Murli, Baba says, when people die, in Bharat, in India especially, even in other religion also, they say, he or she left for heavenly abode. But still people cry. Baba says, it's surprising. We should feel happy when someone goes to heaven. But instead, we cry. And we try very hardly to try to save him, giving him all the treatment possible, medical treatment or feeding, and just to prevent him from going to heaven. So one interesting point about this topic is about the many rituals, customs, traditions, practice in India. Maybe foreigners especially would find it very interesting to know about the many rituals, customs, traditions at the time of death, what they practice. And they have the aim behind of practicing these things, that that soul would go directly to heaven. The aim behind is, for example, when someone is to leave the body, first thing they say, let him or her listen, hear to God's words. They read some lines of the scriptures, they make some prayers, chanting of God's name. First of all, the ears should listen to God's versions or words. Then they light a lamp so that the path for that soul towards heaven is clear and enlightened. Also, they make some donation on a plate, either money or some material things, and they make that person to touch symbolically, and they give in donation to the poor or the needy. And they try hard also to make that person say and chant God's name. If that person happens to do one of these things, so heaven is guaranteed for him or her. But Baba here says, would it be possible 1 second before dying, that same hand, which has been hurting, harming people, doing wrong action during the whole of their life, that same ears have been hearing, listening bad things the whole life, that same mouth has been hurting people with bad words, same eyes looking at bad things, how can it be possible within one last second of that soul on earth for him or her to attain heaven by doing something good for one last second? So here Baba gives us the practice. Our whole life is meant, our aim is clear in front of us. Also, somebody said that when someone dies, for example, there are floral offerings, they offer flowers, many flowers, Maybe during his lifetime, hardly somebody would have offered one flower for him. But when he dies, many flowers. So there is the question, whether it is more interesting to be offered one flower when I live than to be offered many flowers when I die. Sometimes they say, they write many good things on the newspapers about that person. Many praises about that person. Sometimes the parents, the relatives, they erect very beautiful tombstone, beautiful tomb at the cemetery. So beautifully carved and done. So people passing by say, oh, such a beautiful tomb. It makes me feel like dying to inherit such a beautiful thing. So Baba says, when somebody passes away, say, let his or her soul rest in peace. So there is also the question whether that person is in need of peace more during his lifetime or when he passes away. When he passes away, he's at peace anyway. So they say also, when somebody is born, a baby is born, the baby cries, and the world is happy, the world laughs. So our life should be such that when we die, we laugh and the world cries. Our lives should be such that even the undertaker feels sorry when I die. Have you ever seen an undertaker, a contractor of the funeral services, feeling sorry when someone dies? Even he also should feel sorry that at least today I should not have earned money for that particular person. So, God is known as the death of all deaths. In Hindi we say, Kalon ka kal. And Baba always says, when we postpone doing good things, Baba says, Kal, karte karte, kal kha jayega. If you go on postponing, saying, tomorrow I will do, death will eat you. God is known as the death of all death. Also, when somebody very dear to us passes away, we say, oh, somebody very dear to us is gone. But we have many examples when one soul or evil spirit comes back, that same relative becomes an evil spirit, a devil. So there was one person was dead, the body was there laying. So this topic is such a passionate, interesting topic, maybe for some, or there are those who even don't care, are not concerned. But whether you care for this topic or not, the funny thing is that the topic itself will not just take care, but will take great care of you one day or another. So there are many, many aspects, many subjects surrounding this topic. Very deep, profound subject, vast subject, death. For example, there can be violence surrounding the topic of death. There can be love, although in a perverted form, for example, jealousy. Why did you kill that person? I love that person too much. I could not see that person with another person. I killed. Love in the form of jealousy. There may be violence, for example, different stages of violence connected with death. For example, there may be one person who feels, no, he doesn't have the heart, the courage to kill a bird, for example, poultry, for example, but he can consume, he can eat, but I don't have the courage, the heart to kill. There are some who can kill a poultry, but cannot kill a big animal, for example. Yet there are those who can kill big animal. There are those who can't even see killing. Different stages of violence connected with death. There are those who come to cause violence to human beings, causing death of human beings. Different stage of violence. But for his family, his relatives say, no, cannot allow anybody to touch my family. But there are those who come to kill their own family. Different stages of violence. But they keep killing their own family, but for them, they keep themselves safe. But there are those also who come to commit suicide also. Last stage of violence. This is why in Baba always says, Atma Ghat Mahapap. Suicide is one of the greatest sin. Greatest level, stage, act of violence. So, there was one dead body lying. There are funny things also connected with death. Many funny things, not only serious things. We can say entertaining things, if we may say so. One person died and the body was laying. So, one businessman came, one shopkeeper, his neighbor, came and started crying a lot. So everybody around was stunned, astonished. Maybe he was a fast friend. So he went on crying loudly, talking to that corpse, say, wake up even once, for 1 minute wake up. Then you can go. Never mind. So somebody approached him, said, oh, you must be a fast friend of this man. He said, no. He took 500 rupees from me and he did not give back. I want him to wake up and I should slap him once at least to appease myself, to be happy. See, so many things connected with death. There is love also connected, directly or indirectly. One elderly person was sitting on his doorstep and crying. Elderly. And his friend nearby came, why are you crying? He says, my father slapped me. Right? That's why he is crying. So you should feel ashamed. Right? Because his father, even such grown-up person, his father used to slap him every day. He got used to that since his childhood. So now he's crying. Why? Because he says, I can feel that my father will not stay any longer with us now, with me. Because his hand is becoming weaker and weaker day by day. Okay? That's why he's crying. He's not crying because of the hitting, or the beating, or the slapping. But he's crying because of the love he has for the father. The father would be leaving him soon now. Because the hand, the slap is becoming weaker and weaker. So usually they ask, how did he die? How did somebody die? But here we say, how did he live? More important. How much did he leave means property. No, not important. How much did he give? Not important how he died, but what are the things that died inside him when he was still alive? More important. So, many aspects can be connected with this topic. At the end, I would like, when still time, to ask anybody who would like to say anything about this topic. So, in India, one interesting point about this topic also, you may find it a little bit funny, but reality, especially in Rajasthan here, that is the tradition, whenever someone passes away, there is the tradition of calling upon mourners to cry. They pay people to cry. So there are groups here, especially, they call them Rudali. Rudali are people who come, who have that as a, who earn their living, going wherever there are deaths, they go and cry in groups. They are paid for. So the more the crying, the greater the honor for the departed and the family. Means they want to show that he or she was a very honored and good person. And there is also the custom, whenever some aged person passes away, there is the custom of distributing sweets also. Right? You may find strange, but it is here in Bharat. Right? Sometimes they offer meal also, and sometimes sweets also distributed on the name. It's a way of thanksgiving, as if that he has lived his life well, and he has gone, and they make people happy on his name. So, a wife's last wish, a woman was about to die. She said, do not let my husband accompany me to the cemetery. Why? Because he never took me out. Why should he be allowed to take me in? The husband never took her out. Why should he be allowed to take me in? So, one day, there was a man on his deathbed. So, There was the nurse by his side at the hospital. So the elder son was there, and the daughter was there, and the wife was there, and the youngest son was there. He was about to go on his deathbed. So now he says to the eldest son, at such a town, the 10 apartments would be for you as property. For you. You have to look after. For the daughter, he said, 20 apartments would be for you. And for the wife, he said, particular place, 30 apartments, flats, would be for you. And for the youngest, most cherished son, he said, the 50 apartments would be for you. Then the nurse came closer to the wife, said, you must be very, very fortunate to have such a wealthy husband leaving so many properties for your family. 10 apartments for the elder son, 20 apartments for the daughter, 30 apartments for the wife, and 50 apartments for the youngest son. You must be very fortunate to have such a wealthy. The wife was so angry. Says, there is no question of any good fortune, any wealth. My husband is just a milkman. He is distributing his responsibility of distributing milk every morning in those apartments. So there are many things connected with death. Sometimes funny things, sometimes violent things, sometimes. So one another point about is that whenever someone dies, you say, one author mentioned, it's good for us to die before we have done anything deserving death. It's good if we die before having done something. For what? For which thing we should deserve to die. Also, they say we don't have faith. We don't have faith in time. We don't trust time. This is why they say it's good that we always eat our dessert first before eating the meal, because we never know whether we would be able to finish the meal and eat the dessert afterward. So always better to eat the dessert first. A very good saying, they say, to show innocence connected with death. They say each time a child says, I don't believe in fairies or Father Christmas, there is a little fairy somewhere that falls down dead. If a child somewhere says that he or she no more believes in any angel, any fairy, or Father Christmas, somewhere there is a fairy, an angel who falls dead somewhere. So, there is also the saying that you should always read something that will make you look good if you happen to die in the middle of your reading. Right? Always read something that will make you look good in case you die in the middle. There is also one very interesting story about one old couple. There is promise of love connected with death. As I said in the beginning, there are many, many topics that can be connected with the topic of death. Either love, violence, vices, impurity, joy. There is also promise of love. So, one old couple were reminding themselves of the good old days. So the wife says, the wife has been bearing a lot during her whole lifetime with that man, tolerating a lot. And she was looking at the man and she says, and who would believe that you told me when we were young, you promised me that you will love me till my death. You will love me, whole life you will love me. You promised me. And you promised to love me my whole life till my death. The husband says, yes, I did promise you. But I did not know that you would live so for so long. I did not know. Even if you go on living for 100 years, I would go on. I did not know. I thought that would be short-lived. So this is the promise of love till death. So, here we have the example I have seen personally. Not only the daddies, they are great inspiration for us to die because they are already dead themselves. I've met many elderly souls in this university through whom I have been greatly inspired. Someone who is himself, herself dead only can inspire you to die. I have seen, I have met, apart from the daddies, as if the whole life is meant to pave the way for others to die. They will search. They will look for many possibilities, opportunities for you to die. It means to sacrifice yourself completely, fully surrendered, fully for Baba. They will make things easy for you. They will pave the way. Because, why? Because they are dead themselves. Baba says always, we should check which type of way. He gives always concerning death. He gives always the example of the moths. Which type of a moth I am. All three types of moths They have love for the flame, for the lamp. First type, the one who comes and immediately without thinking, looking left or right, thinking single thought, just becomes turned into ashes, finds greatest pleasure in dying immediately. First type of moth. Second type of moth is the one, he will also die. He has love for the lamp, for the flame, but before dying, circling around, thinking little bit, some pull somewhere, some attraction somewhere. He will die, but take some time. Third type of moths, he comes, circle around, then leaves. The pull from outside is too big. It's difficult for him. So there is one very good example, very good story if you want, connected with this topic of death. There was one very pious man in one village. And the king in that village summoned him to appear to his royal court at his palace. And that pious man, that man was very, very scared, because everybody knew that the king is such, he is an eccentric and unpredictable person. He could do anything in a So he was very, very scared. So he asked the help of one of his best friends. He says, "See, the king has summoned me. I have to go to his palace. If you can accompany me, it would be a great support, a help for me." His best friend. So the best friend told him, "See, I know you very well. You are a very honest, kind-hearted, good person, incapable of doing anything wrong. But I'm very, very sorry, really sorry. I would be able to accompany you just in front of my door." He accompanied him just in front of his door, his house, up till then. Because he knows how the king is, he's scared also. I will not be able to accompany more than that. He left him at his doorstep and went back in the house. So that man was very much disappointed by the reaction of his best friend, on whom he hoped that he would receive that much support he expected. Then he went to his next best friend. He told him that, "I have been summoned by the king to his palace. I would like you to accompany me so that I will receive one support." So that next best friend said, I knew you to be a very good person, honest, kind-hearted, incapable of doing anything wrong, but I am so sorry. I will accompany you, but only till the palace gate. Because I know the king, unpredictable, eccentric. He may put me in jail along with you. You never know what he can do. So again, that man was very much disappointed. He said, let him go now to his least intimate friend. He told that least intimate friend, see, the court has summoned me, the king has summoned me to his palace, and I'm really very scared, I don't know what will happen. If you can accompany me, that would be great help for me. So that least intimate friend told him, I know you to be a kind-hearted, honest, good man, incapable of doing anything wrong, you don't have to worry the least. I will go in advance. I will go before you reach the palace. You don't have to worry. You go at home, back home, and come leisurely. I will go there in advance and talk to the king about your goodness, about your honesty. You don't have to worry. So that pious man, now the example now. The pious man represents a human being in distress. And the king represents death. And the summons means the call of death. And the palace gate means the graveyard, representing the graveyard. So the best friend represents your wealth and property. That will accompany you, just will not go out of your home. The best friend did not come out of the house, stayed inside the house. So the best friend represents the wealth and possession. The next best friend represents your relatives and friends, your family. They will accompany you till the palace gate, means the graveyard, to the cemetery. And the least intimate friend represents the honesty and your goodness. And all the good things you have done during your lifetime. When the time comes for you to leave, the memory of those good things, those good actions performed, selfless actions, acts of generosity for the benefit of others, these are the things that will accompany you in advance. They will accompany you, the memory. They will be a support for you in your fearful, solitary, and ultimate journey. They will go in advance before you to pave the way for you. So, anybody, I would like very much, if anybody would like to share any point about concerning this topic of death, anybody would like to say anything concerning any good point? Baba says there will be, the time is coming very close, when there would be nobody to mourn, for anybody. Manohar Dadi, Dadi was here at Gyan, so always mention in a very entertaining way, if you want. There would be wholesale death, wholesale mort. Always she would say, death in a wholesale way. So we are prepared for that. Baba says, everything will happen all of a sudden, but before that, Baba has already prepared us for that all of a sudden thing. We are already prepared. Anybody would like to say? Yeah? Welcome. Yeah. How I would define the death of all deaths. Baba says he is the death of all death. Because when he comes, just as I mentioned, there is wholesale death. Death of all death. Every day there is dying. Individual death. There may be group dying. Battlefield, for example. An accident. But when Baba comes, he wipes the whole of the world. Death of all deaths. Not a single soul would be the death of all death means the whole of because every day there is death here and there, individually, group wise, country wise, means town wise, city wise. But when Baba comes, he cleans everything, wipes off everything, wipes out everything. Death of all deaths. Okay? Yeah. Anything? Anything else? Otherwise, we sit in meditation.